Start your day at Tere, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. This man should be Zemidrish HaYakayim and Yidnu be Eilul Regel three times. You go to the Beis HaMikdash, which is called Mesois Kol HaOretz, the Mokar of Simcha, the Beis HaSheva, from which Yidin was Shoyer of Simcha for the entire year. But when you say no Harabi, where does a Yid get Simcha? Say this Sforam HaKdoshim from Purim. Purim is the Kiyum, the Mokar of Simcha for the entire year. Therefore, the Lashon of Chazal is Mishenichnas Odor Marbim, Bisimcha, Bisimcha's Gimatria Shona. The source of all simcha for the entire year, Vayom Elul Niskorim, as the Abderov says, Miloshen Zohar, it's Mashpia to the rest of the year. And therefore, on a complete normal year, Nana Shnasi Ibur, there's 355 days, Communion Shona, you don't got to be a genius to work that out, right? And there are 19 days of, where anyway the Torah B'Lavachi commands you to have simcha. You have 8 days of Pesach and 2 days of Shavuos and 9 days of Chag, right? Chutzlar, talking of Chutzlar, yeah. We're in Chutzlar, Golos, right? Asher Alkein, if you minus 19 from 355, what do you got?
366,
which is Gimatria Purim, because it says Ram Shor, the date of Purim is Mashpia to the rest of the year, where there's no Chiyuv of Zimch. And therefore, Simcha im HaKoyel is Gimatria Shinnun Dalit, an ordinary year, as others say, right? Because Simcha Amitis, true, authentic Simcha, which comes from Sadak Dusha, has a Kiyum, as the Pei Menachem says, L'kayim Aleim Liyas Oysim, that's to be a Kiyum to Yimei HaPurim, and as the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Kuflamit, Kol Mitzvah, that Yidin do B'Simcha, Adayin Oysim B'Simcha, and the dogma of the Gemara is what? David HaMelech says, Sosa Neuchil Im Rosecha, Kemoi Tishol Rav, Sosa the Mitzvah of Milo, that Yidin do with the Mishtach, is a source of Simcha forever. And therefore, Simcha is Gimatria Oyer Oylam, as I've said countless times. Emes is Simcha is something which is permanent and enduring. It's not the opposite of Simcha of L'umatza, and numerous people can bear that out. It's actually told at the Su'udas Prismila of the Pei Menachem, was a machinical. His father, Dimri Emes, asked, why Taka Sos Ve'echlin Rasecha, there's a special Simcha of Dafka Prismila. So he explained, the Zohar HaKadosh asked the steer. One place says, Ivdu as Hashem b'simcha. Elsewhere it says, Ivdu as Hashem b'yir. And the Zohar is metavich b'zman shabeis ha-migdash ha-yakayim. And there was avoidus ha-karbonis. And you in Yerushalayim, b'es ha-migdash, m'sois kol ha-oretz. Then the Ikar al-Gosho was Ivdu as Hashem b'simcha. Mashe'en keim b'zman ha-golos. The Ikar avoidus is Ivdu as Hashem b'yir. Said the Imre Emes, the Zohar HaKadosh from Deswegen says that a person who brings his son to a bris is like bringing a korban. Rather interesting, there's a dinner in Ramon, Yerudea, the minik from Kadmoinim was that the moyel, who's mal, the yenuka, right, he would daven for the omut. And the Matamoyushi, many reasons given, the Matamoyushi explains the tam, because the Yushalmi brings in Tfilas HaShachar that a person who is the moyel, a person who's a shliach tzibur, you wouldn't tell him go and daven. You would tell him go and be makriv our korban on our behalf. So the shliach tibur bezman hazeh tefilah makim korbanos is like the koyin ham makriv. A moyel is someone who's what being makriv a korban. So it's appropriate that the moyel should be the shliach tibur. So every bris is like a korban, and by a korban. Bris Mila, you go back to Shalom Kadmonius, where the Zohar says, then is Shaykh Ivdu as Hashem B'simcha. So I thought of this vort of the Imre Emes, and I said, I remember the psik that Samarab brings in Divrei Yoel Chanukah. Remember Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'Dovi. So the Noson HaNovi comes to David HaMelech, and he says, you're not going to build, Rakato, you're not going to build the Beis HaMikdash Kim. Your son Shloima. From this wegen, the Beis HaMikdash will be called Al Shvecha. Chanukah Sabayis, the Bayis is called Bayis L'Dov. So David HaMelech had Chalisha Sadas, Shema Nifsalti. Maybe I'm unworthy of bringing up, building a Beis HaMikdash. Said the Eibishter Chas V'Shalom. But you can't build a Beis HaMikdash because Dam Rav Shafach Telefon, Art Telefon. So David HaMelech said, maybe this something wrong happens. Dam Rav Shefacht. He spilled blood. Said the Eibishter to David, I'll read you the Loshin. The Chol Damim Shefacht HaYilufonei Kikorbonis. Right? Because it says, Shefachta Arza Lefonei Ve'ein Lefonei Ela Korbonis Shenemar Vayishchet Esber HaBokar Lifne Hashem. So when you bury, when you spill the blood of Rishoyim, it's choshev by the Eibishter like a carbon. Right? So Omer Le David, so David says to the Eibishter, Im Kein Loma Eini Boyitza. So why can't they build the Beis HaMikdash? The Pasuk says, Kitam Rav Shavakta. Omer Le HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemata Boyinu Oyitzu Kayim Ve'eini Chorv. If you, David, build the Beis HaMikdash, David Melech Yisrael is Chayim Ve'kayim. David is Chashayach to Nitzchias. If David would build the Beis HaMikdash, it couldn't be destroyed. Omer Le Im Haver Yof is a good. Omer Le HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yigoli Ve'atu Elefana Yishar Asidim Lachtoi, Vani Mafi Chamosi Boy, Va'achrive, I'll destroy it, and Shofach Hamas, I'll eat it, Vavonim, Ve'Yisrael Nitzol. Oy Bazoi, I thought to myself, since Shvichas Dam of Rishoyim is considered to be like a korban, and that is the gather of Bechias Amolik, right? And by a korban, the MS told us, we go back to Ivdu with Hashem, B'simcha, so I understand why Purim, there's a simcha, because you're bringing korbanos to the Eibishter, you're bringing shofach dam of Rishoyim. What's the nishan does? Beruchni is hanyon. No one goes around shooting Amalekim today. Very hard to find. Right? The MS, the whole, I said before, how do you know there's a simcha in Bris Mila? Sosa noichi al im rosecho. Im rosecho, the svarim akdoshim say is Gematria Esther. Gewalt. I could go on about it. When you see that, the Gemara says in Megillah, v'sosoin Zumila, Yehudim is Eirav, Simcha, V'Sasrin, is the Charaya, all of Purim is connected to Bris Mila. It explains this fast. Emes, because Amolek is the Orla, which is Chafya on the Bris, and therefore the Icarus Nagdus of Amolek was on Eus Bris Kodesh, as Chazal say in Tanchuma and Echarabah, the Amolek took the Mila, the Orla, and threw it Klap in Maila. Right? And therefore it's brought in the Ramchal and the Igros of Ramchal that Amolek is Omal Kuf to make it difficult for Yid to toil in the Avoid of Kuf, the Avoid of Kedusha. And therefore by Amolek it says Vayizonev Becho Kol Ha Necheshalim, which it says in Megalamuk is Necheshalim is Oisius Nochosh Mila, the Nochosh which is the Orla who's Menagi to the Mila. And therefore, the Mili of Amalek is 240. The Mili of Amalek is what? Hello? 230, which is Gimatri Yerech. And Yerech is the Indian of Bris Mila, of Kedusha. And Amalek, yes, called Yoyte Yerech Yankiv, by Eliezer, what does it say? Simla Yot Chotachas Yerechi, the Bris Mila. And Esav is the Yerech of Tumu. Therefore, it says in, I've said many times, it said, there's a targum. He had tattooed or written on his thigh, on the Yerech, a Nochosh. Because Yerech in Tumah is Nochosh, is the Orla. And if the targum says, Ishayed Isode, Gevar Nechash Yerechu. Same idea. Therefore, as we'll soon discuss, I'll just give you just a bit of a... Who is Mordechai and Haman? They were the Gilgulim. We'll discuss that at length. We're not going to discuss it at length. Actually, we spend 20 hours talking about it. Yankiv was the Gilgul... Mordechai was the Gilgul of Yankiv Avinu. And Haman was the Gilgul of Esav Arasha. And as you go back further in history, Yankiv, the Sazen Zoyer, was what? The Gemara says about Metzia. That the seer of Yankiv was Ke'en Odom Arishin. Mash Enkin, who was Esav Arasha? The Zayd of Amalek Maman? He was a Gilgul of the Nochosh. Therefore, Esav is called the person who's Ish, the Nochosh and the Yerech, right? Because he's Tumah, Esav is Gimatria of Hu Nochosh. And on this, David HaMelech, Davin Din Tilim, in Kapitel Lamites, Hoser Me'olai Nigecho. Work it out. What's the Rashi Tevis? Hoser me'alai nigecha. Haman. And what's the Sofi Tevis of Hoser me'alai nigecha? Says the Holy Rinoim. Yerech. Because Haman and Yerech, Hoser and nigecha, this nega called Haman. And on this, David HaMelech, David Zintilim, Asei imi ois l'toiva, v'yiru soinai v'yevoishu. right? It's brought in Svorim. What's the Ois L'Toiva? The famous Vort, the same. Shmuel Eldes Svorim, I can bring it. No time to elaborate. You remember the pasuk in Eichot? The pasuk says, "Ki gadol kayom by the churban Esav Edoim." The churban it says, "Ki gadol kayom shivreich mi yirpeluch." Because Esav Edoim is the Nochash Hakadmoini. Nochash is Nun Ches Shin. How much is the gematria of the Nun of Nochash? 50. What if you break the Nun? I've said this many times. You get the letter, you could spell it out, the same gematria, Mem and Yud, which is also 50 instead of Nun. So if you smash the Nun of the Nochosh, you'd get Mi. Hello? Ki Gadol Kayom Shivre Churban Mi Yirpelach. And if you add, instead, you cut the Nun of the Nochosh, and instead you add the letters Mi, what do you got? Mashiach! Hello? You with me? Hello? It's brilliant. That's what Dovid and the Shem Yishmul, Svarim Akhleshim say, that's Pshat, Asei Imi Ois L'Toivo, take this Nun of the Nochash, the Kadmoini, the source of all death and suffering and pain and anguish and mortality in the world, smash it, and say Imi Ois L'Toivo, V'Yirusay Nevi'evayishu, and then you come to Geula. But Lefi Divreinu, I'm not saying my own words, I've never said an original word in my life. Ram Shor says this, and the Vina Rav says this, everyone, right? The Ois L'Toiva refers to me what normally at Ois is Ois Priskoidish, is Brismilim, right? That the Yidin are Misgavir over Haman comes through the Indian of Bris, where for the whole Yontif of Purim is the Sassin to Mila. Now I understand, just to add myself, just the Gemara says in Megillah, Tachas anatzus yalla v'roish, tachas asirpa yalla hadas ding v'darshin z'estra, v'hoysel Hashem l'shem l'ois oylem l'yikores, because ois oylem refers to Purim l'yikores, v'zichrim l'yosuf mizaram, which is also the ois l'toiva connected to Brismil. Hello? So I understand, just step number one, before we even get, that not only is the Shvichas Dam of Rishoyim Choshev Kira Korban, and by a Korban there's the Ivduas Hashem B'Simcha, but the Etzim Inyan of destroying Mechias HaMolek, this Shabbos Zohar, is the Inyan of Mila. And by Mila it says in Pasuk Sasa Noichi, Inyan of Simcha. The Amudei Eures has a Meuridike Vort. The Pasuk says, Laihudim Hoizo Oira, Teira, Chadra Kibluah, V'simcha, which is yomtiv, v'sosoin, sosoin refers to what? Mila, and yikar is tefillin. So as he stells sich on, where does Mila and tefillin come into the, where does it come into Purim? Gerad Rashi says, you don't realize, one of the gzeiris of Haman was that yidin allowed to mal, and yidin are not allowed to wear tefillin. And therefore, the simcha. But it's a deep of art, the amadir. The Gemara says in Megillah that initially Mordechai wanted that Purim should be Yom Tov, Simcha, Mishnah, right? At the end it says, "Last is Oyus Yemei Mishnah v'Simcha v'Yil Yom Tov." It doesn't say what happened because Yom Tov likiblu like Yom Tov didn't accept Purim as a Yom Tov. I always say, I said every year from Rav Utner, I once heard from Rav Utner many years ago, he used to go Purim. He said, you know why, just Derek Agave, always, this is relevant to what we're talking about. You know why we didn't accept Yom Tov? Because if Purim would have been a proper Yom Tov, then after Purim, you'd have to make Havdalah. And no Yid could find it in his heart to make Havdalah from Purim. The Meir Digavon. Over the Imre, the Amud, the Urs of the Tifa Prat. The MS, why Taka did Yid not accept Yom Tov? Because if Yidin would have accepted as a Yomtiv, then Purim would have been, like any other Yomtiv, change of Goliath, the Rabbanon, Osir b'tfilin, and Osir to have a Milo Shaloi b'zmano. Over the whole Yeshua of Klal Yisrael came through the mitzvah of Milo and Tfilin, right? Which is the cherev pi pierced, as Vas Emes brings, b'shem ezeidet v'chusharim, which is the bris aloshin or bris hamor, by tefillin it says, l'mantir teres Hashem b'ficho, and this is, yeah, this is brisin, and therefore Dafka, who was the one, the famous Yaris Dvash from the Rebbe Yonusin, who was the one who actually waged war against Amalek? Moshe tells Yeshua, b'chalonu anoshim v'tzei v'ilochim b'amalek, v'yachlish Yisrael at Amalek, l'fi, what's this cherev? They couldn't use tanks or whatever, or bombs or whatever. Tcherev. So it says in Svarim, because Cherev refers to the Cherev of Mila, Chazal says. Why couldn't Moshe there? He's a leader. Why couldn't he lead Chal Yisrael in battle? Because Moshe was Neilud Mol. And Atofas Abris is only Midrabanan. So Moshe Gufa didn't have the schus of Mila. And therefore he said, Yeshua, you see, it's connected to the mitzvah of Mila. He's connected to Yosef, Mizera Yosef, Shuv Moilus Bnei Yisrael. Shein is the whole that Yeshua had to carry out. Because the whole schus of Mechias Amolek, which is the Orla, comes in the schus of Mila. You know, it's brilliant. And therefore I understand, I'm going through very fast because there's so much to say. Therefore I want to get just an introduction topic. Therefore it says in Pasuk, David HaMelech says, on the same Mizmer, Kapit Lamed, we say every day, Pitachto Saki, how do you come to Simcha? When Pitachto Saki, when you're free from the Sak. What is the Sak? So this was Emes brings, B'Shem here from Zedek, to Sharim, right? That every person has a personal Sak. Because every person has a personalized, individual Yetzer Hara, lefi tchunas nafshei, lefi his unique tachlis of his neshama, his nefesh, etc., etc. And when you listen to the Yetzer Hara puts you in his sak, not any sak, but saki, your own personalized, individual sak. And you're in your own, you're imprisoned in the sak. When a person gets out of the sak of the Yetzer Hara, then you come to Simcha. So, Yedua that the Mila, the Ram Shor says, the Mila of Saki is Gimatria 156, which is Gimatria Yosef, Yosef Atzadik Shmiras Abris, right? And therefore, every Yid in the Sak has the ability to get himself out of Yosef. Yosef went out of Beis Asurim to get out of the Sak. And therefore, the Mitzvah Emes explains elsewhere, Saki Yirtaka refers to the Orlo, right? And therefore, the Iker Simcha Purim says the Sfas Emes is the Bitachto Saki, and therefore we have Simcha, and it's Merumas in the Megillah. Ki ein love el Shara Melech. You can't go before the Eibishter when you have the Sak of the Orlo. And the redemption comes in the Schus of Yosef, which is the reason Yosef is 156, which is Gematria Kois Yayin. But Yosef is the only. Where do you see elsewhere in Torah that someone got drunk? By Yosef, Bizvada Yosef, but with his brothers, it says Vayishtu, Vayishkuru. This is Emes says, that's a Remes for Purim. Because you can only have the Vayishtu, Vayishkuru. Who?
No,
yeah, that's, hello, my dear, sweet, holy brother. That is the opposite of Yosef. Yosef, who's the Tadik, is a Doilam. When he drinks, it's a Shia of Kiddushim. Hello? When Noyach drinks, Vayachal Noyach Ishadon, he becomes Ishchulin, he gets castrated. A cold over also went on over there. That's Chazal Alubri. Just forget it, that's the opposite. So you can have a schoik, a drinking of Kedusha, and you can have a drinking of Lu'umaz. The famous word from the Alter Rebbe of Sadegur, Mary the Gevor, Eile told us Yitzchok. What does Yitzchok mean? Schoik, schoik, also the other kid. Says Rashi, who told us Yitzchok? Yankiv Esav Amur Beparsha. You can have a joke, you can have a simcha, which produces a yankiv kedusha, or zelu umazeh, you can have a yitzchak, who produces an esav. Right? Well, that we'll soon discuss. When can you have vayishtu, vayishkuru, dafki imui, when you're connected to the kedusha of Yosef? Now I understand what I started off by saying, that Purim is the chabchina from the bris mila. Right, and it's bris mila is in salsa noyichi connected to simcha. I'll give you an example. Vayichad Yisrael. What does vayichad mean? If you're a simple person, he rejoiced. He was happy. Else, Chazal say another prat. Vayichad Yisrael shehevir cherev chod al besor. It's not just two, you know, rabbits out of a hat. When you have bris mila, then you have vayichad kipshuta. You have simcha. And just like the Simcha Bris Mila, everyone knows the famous Torah of the Ragachover, there are three Gedorim in Mila, to Mal, not to be an oral, the Shlila, and to be Gimalit, because the Mitzvah of Mila is a pull in Pesach, it's not a one-off event when you're 8 days old. But every moment you're Gimalit is a Kiyum of the Mitzvah Mila. Therefore, David in the bathhouse, when he realized that he's naked, then he said, is it by every minute you're Gemalit? So, Mila is the Mitzvah where the Nifal, the Peil Yoytze, is the Mitzvah. Right? Alderach said, as Emma says, the Iker Inyan of Mila is the Roshim that it creates in the personality and the Nefesh of the person. For Raya, Yosef, when he wants to prove he's Yosef, he tells his brothers, G'shu Elai, right? Yeah? Come to me, I'll show you that he's gemalot. Yeah? What's the raya? Yosef HaTzadik was going, the whole Mitzrayim was gemalot. So maybe like anyone else in Egypt. Is the raya, says the Sfas Emes, that the Iker Mila is not what? Only in the Boser. It's an Oyus, something different that exchanges the whole person. And therefore, Bris Mila is an Oyus Oylam. Al Derech Zepurim is an Oyus Oylam, B'chiyas HaMolik. Which, by the way, the whole purpose of Bris Mila is to mekasher shamayim va'oretz. You saw it. Ki chol b'shamayim uva'oretz ki yadua. The guf in the neshama, and therefore Amalek is what. Hello. By the way, Bris imakol is gimatria is tafresh yudbeis. Because Bris Mila is connected to all the mitzvahs, had a roisha on a person, everything he does, and therefore shamayim va'oretz ima usus va'atevus is gimatria Bris Mila. The whole purpose of a Bris Mila is to ma'achid guf in the shama shamayim va'oretz, hello, to become one, which is the opposite of Amalek. So the point is, every Purim is a gather from Bris Mila, psi in the shlila in bearing the blood of the Rishoyim, psi in the krisas bris with the Eibishter hodr kiblua. Now I understand the Svarim HaKadoshim say, I'm quoting from all the great Haintiga, why the Minig Yisrael, called Tfutzis Yisrael, is to be Mamshich, the second Suda of Purim, into Shushan Purim. You don't got to be a genius. Chazal Dashid, Sosoin Zu Mila. Take the word Shushan and scramble the letters, what do you got? Sosoin. Why is that? Because the Pasuk says, La Yehudim Hoysa Oira V'Simcha V'Sosoin. What's the difference between Simcha and Sosoin? All this foreign. There's many, many differences. But the Bin Itim and the Yismach Moshe and the Spirish Antillim. Simcha is temporary. Simcha is here and now. Sosin is the Simcha which has a Hemshech La'achritim, which has a Kiyum, a Kayim Aleim. Right? Therefore, when a person gets involved in Gashmias, says the Bin Itim, you have Simcha. False Simcha, temporary. But it's a temporary, fleeting, transitory Simcha. You're having the Hano. Right? An hour later, after I know, it's gornished. Masha Enkin, Emissa Simcha from Kedusha is connected to what? Sosin. Oh, I didn't tell you the word I've got. I'm getting, you know, the word I was saying before. It's what? Yidin was supposed to accept what? Simcha Zu Yomtiv. Right? But they didn't accept the full Yomtiv. You're mutter with Malach. Why? Right? Because the Eden wanted Simcha, but the Simcha should be connected. Had it been a proper Yontif, then Tfilin would be Aser, and Mila Shlipasman would be Aser, because he wanted Sosin via Kor. We wanted to be connected to Bris Mila and to Tfilin on Yontif. Right? Because the point is, anything, Rashi says, because I'll say, the Rishoyim, the Simcha of Rishoyim, the life of a Rishoyim is Tchilosi Shalva. It's all peace and serenity. Everything is wonderful. This Seifa Yisur. Kedusha, sometimes it comes difficult at the beginning, but it always, the Simcha of a Tzadikim, that's not possible. The Pasuk says in Tillim, V'Tzadikim Yisrul, who knows Tillim? V'Tzadikim Yisrul of Ne'el Likim, Yaltzu V'Ne'el Likim, V'Yosisu B'Simcha, V'Yosisu B'Simcha, the simcha which they have creates sosin, which is something which is permanent. That's why the Satmaruf says in Divrei Yoel, the Eibishter says, Ikfu alai yoyim echod, you have 6-7 days of rejoicing. Have another day of Shmini Atzeret. What helped us? At the end of the day, you're going to go back to be work ala michiv al kakolo. Because the even habuichin of something of Kedusha is the Kedusha lasts. They have an abuichin, whether the simcha comes from klipa, if it's here and now, and then it disappears. Val derech that taught in the Gemara in Chagiga, that by yontif, after yontif, on yontif, the kahanim would take the shulchan with the lechem aponim, and they would show the people and say, Ru'uchi baschem lifnei amokim, right? Yeah? See how beloved you are to the Eibishter, silukai kisiduri. In other words, just like when you put the lechem aponim on the lechem aponim, it was piping hot, so too when you take it out. And that's to get the remez, as the Sadiqim said, in Yonim of Kedusha, even when it finishes, silukai is kesiduri with the same chamimus, the same varmkeit, the same simcha as before. Val derech zeh by Purim, the Pasuk says, So normally, Pshat, you know, little child, every year you're going to keep Purim. The Imrechayim, the Vishnu Rebbe, said, last is a Shnei Yimei Purim Eila, Bechol Shona Vishono, that one has to be Mamshech, the Simcha, and the Kedusha, and the Inyonim, the Brismila of Purim, that it should be Sosin in the rest of the year. That's what Pshat and Postik, Vizichron Vayosuf Mizar. Pshat is, the Postik says, David HaMelech says, Miyalda Bahar Hashem, say all the Sforam Akdashim, the Palm Yofis, and Sfas Emes, and many Rebbe, many Tzaddikim. To be Miyalla Bahar Hashem, to climb, to ascend the mountain of Hashem, is relatively simple. The Iker Avoida is me. How do you be Blightman? How do you remain on the summit? Not without, and if you're on a very high point and you fall down, the higher you are, the greater the sakona is in the Yerida. So he says, "I'm sure I'm ready to give me Yalla Bahar Hashem is Gimatria Bimei Purim. Purim is a day how the Kibluah you ascend the mountain. Over the Avoida is Umi Yokum in Krim Kotri. But Yokum is Gimatria Yosef. The Afkir through the Kedusha of Yosef, one comes to. And that's not the Gemara Chagiga. The Gemara Megillah says, Rebbe notun a tear of Purim. That's how, right? Rebbe planted a tree on Purim. Said the Gemara, the tear shall simcha. So the Sforim say, the natiya of simcha for the whole year, the Evan Abuyachin of Purim, is if it lasts with you. As the Sforim say. Therefore it says, V'doi v'sholem b'mordchai, V'doi v'sholem l'chol zarei is Gematria 363. Hello? That the In a solar year, I'm trying every cheshbon, there's 365 days. The 2 days of Purim, and Shushan Purim should be Dei V'Shalom L'Chol Zarei for the other 363 days of Shita Chama. And that's Pshat, it's from Yossel of the Brother, one of the great Tzaddikim. It's put in Chesed Lavrom from the Azulai that from Purim is the Shlishim Yom Kodem Chag. And every day for the 30 days between Purim and Pesach, the Eibusher takes Kal Yisrael ma'at ma'at out of the Shari Tumah to ensure that Leval Yidach Mimenu Nidach, that no Jew is left behind. So when you come to the Seder, you should come there B'Kedush V'Tara, with Moichin, open Moichin, to be able to makabel the Kedusha of Leilas Kaddish Chag. Yeah? So Rabbi Yosef the Brother tights a beautiful word. That's Pratt and Pulsar Mishle, Reish Chayil, T'nu lo mi priyo deho, Reish Chayil, be pre-Yodeo, from the fruit, the handiwork of Yodeo, which is Yud Dalid Yudkei, which is the 14th and the 15th, which is the 2 days of Purim, and Durch Dem, V'Halleluah Basha'orim, in the Shari, you've leave the Shari Tumah, and you enter the Shari Kedusha Masel. That's an introduction to the introduction. How do you come to Azah Simcha Purim, which is a Simcha, which is a Nitzchi, Shiosa Meitzel and Netzach, when the simcha of Purim is a simcha of Kiddush, v'gilu b'ra'odu, a simcha with Yiddish Shemayim. Not a simcha as you see the Derech Harikim, Alitzim, v'Porkel, who go around the streets of acting like total lunatics. And they think that is Yiddish Shemayim, with Hoylus and Leitzonus and everything which personifies Amolik, not Kiddush. And therefore, interesting, the Sforim HaKadosh says, Zachar Lishishkach, this week, is Gimatria Ol Malchus Shemayim. Where do you get simcha? David HaMelech tells us Uli Yishrei Leiv Simcha. What's the Rashi Tevis Uli Yishrei Leiv Simcha? 336, which is Gematria Purim. What's the Gematria Uli Yishrei Leiv Simcha? Mordechai VeEsther, right? People think Mordechai is this hero of Purim. You know, hello, I put on every kid puts on a Mordechai mask and over Givaldi, happy fellow. Mordechai is Bigimatria Emo Viyira, says the Radomsk de Chesed Lavram. Fear. And it says, Kihigid Lohem Asher Hu Yehudi. Asher Soifitavis. Asher Hu Yehudi. Soifitavis Yore. He's a man enveloped with fear. The Tver Shlomo famously says, written Pasuk. In the Piyut, Shishanas Yankiv Tzol of Esamecha. Where does the Simcha come from? Bir Oysum Yachad Tcheles Mordechai. Do I really care in Manchester and whatever in Tovshin Nayin Tetz whether Mordechai wore Tcheles or green or orange or might have given me no Tcheles? What does Tcheles mean? What did the Gemara say in Chulin? Why do we wear Tcheles? Because Tcheles is the name of the Yam, Yemer Ki, and Yakovin. So Tcheles represents Yir Ilo. Right? Therefore, by Tchele Esur, Isem HaYisrael, Chartem, it represents gewaltige levels of Yir. And therefore, the Pasuk says, V'rpurim is v'chanabu ma'ame oretz misyadim, ki nofel pachad Yehudim aleim, ki nofel pachad Mordechai aleim, it says another Pasuk, because the Derech of Tzadikim, says the Holy Tzvar Shlema, is to be mamshich Yir on anyone who sees him. By Moshe, it says, V'yiru, Migeshes Eilov, you're in the presence of Moshe, right? You're enveloped with Yerushalayim. And on this, says the Tzvar Shlema, David HaMelech says, Dilim Yira V'rad, Yovibi, right? Rad, Reish, Ayin, Dalet is Gematria. Which is Gematria? I knew that also. Mordechai. Mordechai represents, he personifies Rad, Kabbalah, right? Therefore, it says by Mordechai, Ushmoy, Hoylech, Bechol, HaMedino. It says the Holy Tzvar Shleim, Ushmoy, the Shema, the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim of Mordechai, was heard, Bechol, Medina, Samelech, all over the world. And that's where the Shishanas Yankiv, Tzalav Samecha, come from. Beroyusim Yachat, Chelis, Mordechai, the Shemayim of Mordechai. And therefore, I say every year, the MS brings B'Shem Rabbi Seinu, Chayev Inish Le Besume Bipuria, Besume is Rosh Tevis, New Emir, I said last year, the year before, the year before. Somar mi pachtecho besori mishpatecho yerezi. Purim is a gewaldiger level of Yerushalayim. We're not getting very far very fast. Okay, let me try to explain a bit. Where is the mocker of Haman Minatayr? Says the Gemara Chulin, Haman Minatayr Minayi, Haman Minawait, what's the pshat? Where was Haman able to Makatri and Kal Yisrael? Because his Shairish, we said before, is the Nochash HaKadmoini, the Eitz Hadas, right? And therefore all the death in the world came through what? Eitz Hadas, right? And therefore he was the one who was Ma'irer to make this Gewaldige Mishte, right? And everyone gets drunk, right? It's like through imbibing one echurbin, and Chazal say that Haman advised Mordechai to get everyone shikert. Als klap kosher the crowd or shtaymelit spoke Hungarian Yiddish. Als get in fight, right? Or with chazer treif, and they place zoynis there, and Kal Yisrael kilkulu, and then was the gzeira because just like by the nochash, they ate from the forbidden fruit. Right? Actually, according to the Meir and Brachas, what actually was it? It was yayin. Grapes, anovim, sachtoi, he squeezed it, and he made wine, right? And that was the mishta of Achash Vedish. Hello? And that led to zuamat bo, nochash al chava, vehitul bo zuamo, and as the Gvuras Ari says in his Pirish on Esther, that's Achash Vedish, is gimatria zuamas hanochash. Although the vashti is gimatria zuamas nochash, right? He brought this tumor, this kilkul, into Kal Yisrael. So Pinchas Friedman explains, if you think of the common denominator in the entire Megillus Esther, there's a battle going on between Simcha of Kedusha, personified by Mordechai Esther Kal Yisrael, and the Simcha of Amolek, the Zayd Yolitz, the late Sonus, of whom? Of Amolek, of Haman, Achshveirish, etc., etc. Kishazek comes and Oifel, when Vamelech Vahaman Yoshu Lishtois for Yeshusha Nevoich, everyone's crying. Sak for Eifer. When the tides turn, so Yidin are laughing of the Sosin Vesimcha Purim, and Haman is swinging on the gallows. Now, what's the trap? Says there's a gewaldige, awesome Shem Yishmol, but Shem is father of the Nezer. I remember you could spend hours talking about this. The emes is that Simcha is only shayach to the Eibishter. Pasuk says, emes, oiz v'chedva b'mekremi, only joy is by the Eibishter. By sitra achra, by evil, there's only bitterness and whatever. There's a famous word I always quote from the Holy Rav Shitzer. I quoted last night in Sheva Brachas. Welt, welt, wie zis, wie geschmack, wie teier, wie lichtig is the welt, for die was liegen nicht nir. How beautiful, how sweet, how lichtig, how radiant, luminous is the world for those who don't pursue it. I heard this from the Bava Rebbe. And fakert, vi bitter, vi finster, how bitter and ugly and painful is the world for those people who pursue it. So there's a word from Mendel Vitebsker, when people don't have a simcha and a geschmack in Yiddishkeit, they go to the Samach Mem to get their pleasures. Right? Zelumazah. Aber be'emes, time to elaborate if you don't, right? Right? Let me give you just one word. There's two Iker failings in Amalek. Two Iker clippers in Amalek. Number one, Amalek is Gimashir Rom, Balgaiva, and even after Eresh is going on. And number two, Amalek is Gimashir Sofik. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that a person who has Amunah and Bitochen in the Ebrish Debe and Arochitz, right? He has Simcha. Chagasukis comes, you're sitting, but Sail Debe Menusa. Alderas a Balgaiva, right? He has kinna, he has sinna, he has taiva, he's never satisfied, yeshle mona, right, a messiah. A person who's a humble person, happy. Ule simcha davar, Shlomo HaMelech says, how do you get simcha? Ma zu oizu. Ma, bitl. Nachnu ma. And it says in Svarim HaKadoshim. Chazal say, vo yisa ach sameach, l'rabbi is yontif achren l'chamir. Everyone asks the kasha, ach is the chamir, achren rakin aramir. She says, vo yisa gam sameach. No, to say this form, when a person is a bottle to the Eibishter, he has no kidney, he has no sinner, no taiva, he has no stapik, whatever, and he has emesis in him. What is the gematria of Rom? Amalek, 240. And what's the gematria of Sofik? 240. How much is 2 times 40? 480. Which Mashanta do you know has the gematria of 480? Hello? Okay. You know the evil... The Malach of Esav, hello, the Tsar who was Nevak and Yankiv with the Gilgal, was called Samach Mem Alevan. What's his feminine counterpart? What's his wife's name? Lamed Yud, Lamed Yud Sof. What is the gematria of Lamed Yud, Lamed Yud Sof? 480. Oh. Says the Shem Yishmul, what is the root word of the word Lamed Yud, Lamed Yud Sof? Yilala. You know what Yilala means? Wailing, kretzing, kvetching. You give in to Yetzahora, right? Ooh, a simcha, pleasure, what are you talking? And soifu is tuga, Rashi says on the pasuk, ulis choyka marti muhulal, ulisimcha mazu oisa. At the end, the simcha of the sitracher is always muhulal, it's mixed, taruvis, of bechi v'anocha, and soifu tuga. But the Yetzirah seems to be very happy. Ever see on, they make a Peyton Park once a year, they make this rock concert. People coming back look very happy. They're all high, they're stoned out of their mind, they're coming and going, right? They're not happy, right? Says the Avni Nezer, Sitra Achra steals the Simcha from Kedusha. But it's not real, and therefore it's fleeting. The Etzim is, Averis are bitter. Mar Vera, Ozvechas Hashem. The Navi Yirmiyah says, right? Oh, but it sounds the fish show, it sounds givaldic. It stole it. And the purpose of Yid is to take that chedvus. The Gemara says, if not for the Yitzahara, chedvus is the shmai, you'll never have the joy of, which is the Ben Yishchai in the Sefer Ben Yoyod. It says, that pen, pogabacham anuval, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, mashchayel the beis hamedrish, schlep all of these midas, the drachra, and use it for Kiddushin. Right? So Pshat is that Haman, Achashverosh, try to schlep in the Simcha of Sitracher, get the Eden to sit there and clink their glass, clink the glasses with all the Schwarzer people, right? But really it's coming from the mocker of Lamed Yud, Lamed Yusuf. That's why they were Tzchet of Znus, etc., etc. By the way, when did all of this happen in this meal? Bayoy Mashvi, Ketoyv Leiv HaMelech. Bayoy. Says the Tinzer in Mleimer, what happens on Shabbos? Kitoiv leiv amelech bayoyin. He didn't make Kiddush. And Kiddush on Shabbos is what? The opposite of what? The Chazal say, if Adam Arishon would have waited with the Shechitas Hanov until Shabbos, then it wouldn't have been also El Avod. You have an emes yayin yisamech l'vamenesh. Notice, Pkudi Hashem Yishar mesamchei leiv, one base. By wine, what does it say? Depending when you use it. If you use it in chol, then it brings yilala in the world. Not much time. Yeah, I'll say a word. Hello? Hello. There's a medrash plia. Omar Homan Lizerish. Aniva Atkimai Mordechai and Esther. You and me, couple, married, we're like Mordechai and Esther. Zeresh answers back, Armeli Zeresh, Ani loike Esther, Va'ata loike Mordechai, Elam Mokemachem. We're not, me, Zeresh, I am not Esther, you're not Mordechai, we come from a different place. What does that mean? Pili ploys. Say the Mekubalim, it's brought down in a Sefer, Kol Nefesh Yehoinism, from Yehoinism Binyom, in the Abazin of Selish, B'Shem the Abderuf, Meiritik of Mavshach. What's the misperkotten of Mordechai? 13. What's the misperkotten of Esther? 13. Echod. And if you have Echod and Echod, Mordechai and Esther and misperkotten, what do you got? Shemavai. What is the gematria of Haman, the misperkotten? Hello. You can't count. Nobody here should become an accountant. 40. And what's the gematria of Zerish? 12. How much is 12 and 14 for any mathematician in the audience? Also 26. So Haman tells Zerish, Ani va'at, kimay, just like Mordechai and Esther, all 26, so therefore we could balance out. Says Zerish to Haman, I am not like Esther, and you are not, Haman, are not like Mordechai, because Mordechai and Esther are shove b'shove 13 and 13. I'm 12, you're 14. But it's not the same. Not the same thing. You know where we come from. We don't come from the Eibishter. We come from Sitrachra. Samach mem aliv lamed b'misperkotten is what? 14. So the Sheirish of Haman is Samach mem. And Zeirish is 12. What's the game of the misperkotten of lamed yutzov? 12. So someone whose Sheirish is in Kedusha from the Shem Havaya is certainly b'natzeach. The similar words said from Rav Shimshon Tzurpolar. That's what Haman said. V'chol ze einenu shoveli, right? What's he talking about? Could have said, I have ribonov and blah, 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 right? And the einu shoveli. V'chol ze einenu shoveli. Because you, the mashanta zeirish, she's what? She's 12. Gimachi is that. So you're not shoveli. You're not equal to me. I'm 14, you're 12. It's not balanced. It's not like Mordechai and Esther, and therefore King Nuffel, people of fun of you have a gefährliche Mapula. But the point I'm trying to bring out is there's one word from the Bechor Shor, Moiritikavort. The Gemara in Shabbos asks the steer. Shlomo Melech says, Vishibachti ani es hasimcha. And elsewhere, the same Shlomo Melech says, Ul lisimcha mazoise. The Gemara says, one of the first simple Shlomo Mitzvah, one is. Says the Bechor Shor, the Meiri Gevort. In the Shema Vaya, what is the final letter of the Shema Vaya, which is Malchus, which is the source of what? Of Simcha in this world? Letter Hey. What is Samach Mem Aleph Lamed? What is that final letter? Lamed. And what is the first letter of Lamed Yud Tov? Letter Lamed. One Pasuk says, Vishibachti Ani Es HaSimcha. A simcha which is connected to kedusha with malchus shemayim, kabbal to malchus shemayim. That's an emes simcha. Ulis simcha, a simcha with the lamed connected to samach mem, the lamed. Yeah, that is mazuis, garnished, and that is the difference. Doesn't swarm. I have no time to elaborate. Esther is connected to hay, right? Klippa is connected to kuf. By the way, the schoik. If you see, everyone knows the letter of the month of Adar is kuf. It could be either. Right? Yes? Hello? So many things to say. Whatever. Anyway. What is the difference between Kuf, 100, and Hey, which is 5? 95. Because Klippa is Kikuf Bifnei Odom. You ever go to the zoo on Cholamoid with your kids? Right? And you see, how do you call it again? All the kids, they don't go to the hippopotamus, they don't go to the giraffe, they don't go, the rhinoceros, they love the monkeys, the baboons. Why? They see themselves, right? Because klippa is kikuyf bifnei bnei odom. It mimics, it machsach noch. Aber zolz vissin is that it's all rubbish, right? And therefore the difference between kuf and hey is 95, which is homon. And therefore it's gematria case ka, which, and the emes is that will be zoicha to kisei David, which is also zoicha, when a yid on Purim, I'm saying this prior to Purim. When a Yid on Purim knows that Purim is not a time for Hilulus and Litzonulus and Prikas all, it's a serious day. It's a day of Hodor Kibluah. I always say every year at Tzemach Dovid, the dinner says, Yimunakabal the Hidur Mitzvah, Emissi Yirushamayim, Tchelis Mordechai, on him, right? And everyone knows that in Purim you're supposed to spend time learning Torah, the Kabbalah from the Chum Sofer, B'Shem Rabbi Yisov, that a person who learns Torah between the first Megillah and the second Megillah is Muftuk, that he's a Ben Elam Habo, by Tzadikim is Mechubal, that all Kola Poshet Yad, Noisim Loyan Purim, Ye El Chayim, save the entire Sefer Tilim, try even without any Hefzaka on Purim before Davening. You can be poil gevaldig Yeshuas begeshem of Ruach and Purim. When it's a simcha and of kedusha, of tahara, of Yosef Atzadik, of Yankov Avinu, etc., etc., then you tap into emes a simcha, and then the simcha of Purim, your mamsha for the entire year, and to see the eskalus of Malchus Shemayim and Heiru Yaminu.
What? It's here.